Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
You looked in her eyes, you could tell she was hurt, so you let go of the wheel.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 2 weeks. The timeline from President Trump today as to when we can expect a decision on whether he'll authorize an attack on Iran. One of the options President Trump is considering, what's known as a bunker buster bomb to destroy Iran's underground Fordow nuclear facility. ABC News Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez.
The concerns are whether this massive ordnance penetrator can actually destroy that facility. It's never been used in combat. Testing indicates it goes down to a certain depth. The question is, are those Iranian facilities down too deep, potentially, for this penetrator?
Dodger Stadium in L.A., a group of protesters gathering near one of the entrance gates after the Dodgers confirmed that ICE requested permission to access the parking lots. The organization says the agents were denied entry. A half a million customers without power along the Mid-Atlantic after a band of powerful thunderstorms tore through. Police say a teenager was struck by lightning in New York. This is ABC News. After 584 days in Hamas captivity, Aidan Alexander has finally returned home. Alexander was greeted by crowds of supporters in his hometown, Tenafly, New Jersey, freed from Hamas captivity last month in a deal brokered by the Trump administration before spending time recovering at a hospital in Tel Aviv. A 9-year-old girl's life saved after a shark attack near Tampa, Florida. Leah Lindell was snorkeling at the beach in Boca Grande, Florida, when the shark bit her hand. Paramedics rushed her to Tampa General Hospital, where doctors were able to reattach her hand. Dr. Alfred Hess, orthopedic hand surgeon at Tampa General, says the reattachment of the hand was possible because the break was clean.
The shark's teeth are so sharp that the cut through the wrist is clean and not jagged, and it doesn't ruin all the tissue, so that we have good tissue to work with and put back together in a timely fashion.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
There is an extreme heat watch for Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties, with a heat index values around 105 degrees. Chance of showers or thunderstorms later tonight, low 64. Showers and storms likely in the morning. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm and humid with a high of 86. Winds will be southwest 15 to 25. Muggy and mild tomorrow night, low 75, and very hot and humid on Saturday, breezy and sunny with a high of 95. Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny outside, and the winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 83 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Just hollering back. I didn't want you to think I'd just let you go like that. I think I'm out of the woods now, if you wanna talk. Yeah, I lost you in a bad spot. Baby, I was in a bad spot. I hit a little rough patch, some rocky roads, a stretch of life. Took its toll. Next thing I know, you're breaking up on me. But I guess it took some going there to get me here. Some growing up to make it clear that on me in my mirror, he ain't the guy you need. I know I don't deserve another shot, but I'm in a better place, kinda like a cold drop. Yeah, I lost you in a bad spot. That boy's nose ain't been running wild.
was in a bad spot. I hit a little rough patch, some rocky road, so stretch of life took its toll. Next thing I know, you're breaking up on me. But I guess it's just some going there to get me here, some growing up to make it clear that on me and my mirror he ain't the guy you need. And I know I don't deserve another shot, but I'm in a better place, kinda like a coin drop. Lost you in a bad spot. Well, hey, it's me again. I'm just hollering back.
Lord, just keep me dead. 'cause a country boy's all that I know how to be. My back is always breaking, my dogs are always barking, my money has trouble making, and my truck has trouble starting. I'm up before the sun, either hauling hay or hunting. My work ain't ever done, but son, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. So when I die, I wanna come back as a country boy. Well, it's up to you. I'm here for years till the nighttime disappears. Mr. Right, oh, Mr. Right now. I'm Mr. Right, forever a
was Garth Brooks, Mr. Right on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thied. I'm here till the top of the hour, bringing you some more great music and information, hoping your Thursday is a good one. And right now, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, it is 82 degrees outside. So that the temperature is dropping out there, and we're supposed to get down to about 64 tonight, according to Brittany Merlot. But hopefully you have a great evening. Looks like coming up this weekend, it's not going to be so great temperature-wise. At least it's supposed to be hot, but we got that humidity factored in. So it's going to will trigger an extreme heat watch this weekend. Actually, it'll be Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening for Vernon, Crawford, and Richland, as well as Grant counties. The heat index values could reach near 105 during the afternoons on those days. And, of course, the actual temperature is going to be around 95 degrees. So it's going to be a hot one out there. Good time for you to make sure you stay cool, hydrated. Wear the sunscreen, especially. You got to wear that sunscreen with those hot temperatures, because with the sun, it's not going to be too healthy for you. You could get a burn in a matter of times, and sometimes the burns lead to other things. So you do not want that to have happen to you. Also, be sure to check on those that are disabled. Also, the elderly, especially like family and parents or elderly neighbors, and just make sure everybody around you is nice and safe and cool on this upcoming weekend. And just wanted to let you know a few things. First of all, the phone lines for most of Crawford County offices are not working. The administration building is, of course, closed now. And if you have any emergency, dial 911. If you need to speak to law enforcement, call 608-326-8414. An update will be sent when the service is returned. And going on right now, the Richland Center Alliance is hosting a monthly evening at the fairgrounds to sell concessions. That's held the third Thursday of the month, so it's being held this evening until 8 o'clock, and that event is held through September. Car enthusiasts are invited to bring their cars for showcase. So that's what's happening right now. Get on out there and have a nice meal and see all of the wonderful cars at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Weekday mornings at 7:20.
It's the Roundup.
It's the Roundup with Hank and Phil.
Funny, witty,
and they know nothing at all. But it's everything you need to kickstart your day.
Right, I'm in raw.
The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce invites everyone to the 4th Annual Taste of the Hills, Saturday from 4 until 9 at Kroska Park. Enjoy a night filled with live music, starting with Shelanie Greenwald and wrapping up with local favorite Three Souls. There'll be a wide variety of food and drinks available right on the grounds. Admission is free, but no carry-ins allowed. So grab your lawn chair and head to the park for a great evening of flavor and fun. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce, 4th Annual Taste of the Hills, Saturday, 4 until 9 at Kroska Park. Don't miss it.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
You've decided it's finally time to bring those ideas to life. A new garage, post-frame shed, or steel roofing. But where to start? We have your answer. All American Do It Center is a one-stop shop for building materials, including metal panels. From All American Steel, you'll save money by ordering directly through the manufacturer at All American. Our team has you covered, from project design to delivery of all the materials you'll need right at the job site. Get your project started today and contact the design team at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Get ready, Richland Center. RC Thunderfest is back and bigger than ever. Saturday, June 28th at Crosscut Park. The grounds open at 11 with free admission and a full lineup of fun during the day. Face painting, food vendors, pedal pulls, mice races, bounce houses, a magician, and a clown show. Then the music takes center stage with six groups through the day, including Kelly Long, Annie and the Crush, and High Mileage rocking it out just before the fireworks show. That's right, huge fireworks at dark to close out an unforgettable day. Celebrate summer. Celebrate community. RC Thunderfest, June 28th in Richland Center. We'll see you there.
Come visit the Aikie School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
WRCO
100.9. Her daddy said, I'm gonna kill him. Her mama's heart was about to break. Sarah sat on that couch a crying. 17 and 2 months late. Her daddy said, you're gonna ruin your life. He's no good and you're way too young. He started giving her all the options, but to Sarah there was only one. She loved that boy and he loved her. Said their vows, they didn't have a ring or wedding cake. It wasn't much of a honeymoon, a sack of crystals and a motel room. But they had each other and they had faith that sometimes good things come to those who can't wait. Jimmy's folks, until they found a little place to rent. His mama gave him a old plaid sofa, a couple plates and a dinette set. Sarah worked at the beauty shop, and Jimmy got a job laying bricks. They worked hard but it was worth it, the first time they felt that baby kick. Jimmy said he could play for Tennessee. One night Sarah woke him up, said it's time and this time it was. Jimmy damn near wrecked the truck, doing 90 down the interstate. They made it to the delivery room, Sarah's folks were right there too. They knew when they saw that baby's face. Sometimes good things come to those who can't wait. That's the story my mama tells to this day. Sometimes good things come to those who can't wait.
Best thing you can do, right? like loving you today. I don't wanna talk about last night. I'm angry and I haven't had much sleep. I'm so tired and bloodshot, they no telling what I'd say. 'Cause I don't feel like loving you today. But you know
head over heels over you.
Love happens like that.
It steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Love happens like that.
You can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Love happens like that.
Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Love happens like that. Destiny, call it love at first sight, call it meant to be, I'd say you're right. I never dreamed that just one kiss could make me feel like this.
Love happens like that.
Steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Happens like that.
And you can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Happens like that.
Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Love happens like that. Can turn your world around just like that.
Love happens like that.
It steals your heart like a thief in
love
the night.
Like that.
Now you can run, but you can't
love
hide.
Like that.
Before you know it, there ain't no turning back. Just like that.
Just like that.
That was Neil McCoy. Love happens like that. Our time is 7:30. Temperature 82 degrees, according to the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Had to get that out right. Sorry, usually this time of the night, my tongue likes to get a little tied every once in a while. So my apologies on that. And the winds are out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour, and skies are sunny. And in entertainment news, Tom Cruise is finally getting an Oscar. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences said on Tuesday that Cruise, choreographer Debbie Allen, and the Do the Right Thing producer, designer Wynn Thomas, have all been selected to receive honorary Oscar statuettes at the annual Governor's Awards in November. Dolly Parton will also be recognized with the Jean Hersholt Humanitarian Award for her decades-long charitable work in literacy and education. The awards will be handed out during an untelevised ceremony on November 16th at the Ray Dolby Ballroom in Los Angeles. So hard to believe Tom Cruise is getting his first Oscar. He's done a lot of movies over the years, and many of them have been fans' favorites, but not Oscar-worthy movies. He's had a couple of them that were pretty close to Oscar-worthy, but unfortunately he never received any. But so congratulations to Tom Cruise and all the others on receiving those awards at the Oscars.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Start your Sunday right at the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast. Join the fun Sunday, June 22nd from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsboro Fireman's Park on Highway 33. For just a $10 requested donation for adults and $3 for kids under 10, enjoy a hearty breakfast featuring scrambled eggs, pancakes, sausage, homemade desserts, cheese, donuts, milk, coffee, and orange juice. There's something for the whole family. Live entertainment with a little German band and Warner Creek Bluegrass, Extravaganza Petting Zoo, Farm Safety, Kids Activities, a Crafts and Flea Market, Farmer's Market, plus local royalty and sweet treats from Hillsboro FFA and 4-H, and a Hillsboro Equipment Display. It's a celebration of agriculture, community, and good old-fashioned fun. Brought to you by the Hillsboro Lions Club. We'll see you there, rain or shine, Sunday, June 22nd, for the 44th Annual Hillsboro Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
It's a celebration 40 years in the making. Muscadet Mini Mart is turning 40, and you're invited. Join the fun this Friday, June 20th from 11 until 2. There'll be kids' bounce houses, ice cream treats, free brats and hot dogs, and exciting giveaways. And don't miss your chance to celebrate Kathy's retirement. Come and enjoy her smile and wish her the very best as she starts a brand new chapter. It's all happening at Muscadet Mini Mart, where friends, family, and community come together in Muscadet. Don't miss the 40th anniversary celebration Friday.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, rock and roller!
Flowers. This is Phil Nee. I'll be here to kick out the jam Saturday night with Those Were the Days. We'll be blowing out the speakers with all kinds of hits from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. And we'll stop and park for a time in 1972 summertime.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
Those Were the Days is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, A&W of Boscobel, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Vitesnik Power Sports, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Join us for the fun Saturday night with all kind of rock and roll and trivia, too. Right here on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Extreme heat watch from Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening in Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties. Heat index values could reach near 105. Chance of showers or thunderstorms later tonight with a low of 64. Showers and storms likely in the morning. Partly sunny, warm, and humid with a high of 86. Muggy and mild tomorrow night with a low of 75. And very hot and humid on Saturday. Breezy and sunny with a high of 95. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 2 miles per hour. It's sunny, and our current temperature is now down to 81 degrees.
downtown on Broadway. Said, little mama, won't you come walk my way? We hit the club, then hit the highway. Doing 95 straight back to my place. Shawty got a big old smile on her face. Said, come on, boy, pick up your pace. Said, come on, girl, don't make my heart race. Damn. I woke up the next day. Feel like I got played. Look over, she gone. Wondering what I did wrong. So I picked up my phone. I called this girl, man. I just can't leave her alone.
I'm too old, it's just to let it burn.
Never knew she hurt me. She said I was unworthy, so I moved to the south. She took my heart right from me. I gave it all to country. I wanted her to love me, but she wanted out. Now I'm hurting. I text you, you text me. Why I'm such a burden? You blame me, what I do wrong. Now my heart is burning. You keep teaching, I'm learning. I keep preaching my sermon. Country boys, we deserve it.
Too old is just to let it burn.
say a word. I know why you're standing here in the porch light with those tears. For a while you tried to find the words that could break my heart and still leave us as good friends. Let me help you out. Were you just 17 and young, 17 and dumb, caught up by the side of that Montana sky? That night you gave me your heart on the first falling star. It was bright and fell fast, and love can burn. Back to that night, the campfire flickered in your eyes. Oh, I know you felt it too. But what I can't figure out is what exactly is different now. Where did I lose you? Please tell me now, was I just 17 young? 17 caught up by the side of that Montana sky. That night I gave you my heart on the first falling star. It was bright and fell fast, and love can burn out like that. It can burn out like that. Let's not make this a bad goodbye. We both know what happened here. We were 17 and young, 17 and dumb, caught up by the side of that Montana sky. That night you gave me your heart on the first falling star.
That was Vince Gill with Cinderella on WRCO 100.9 FM. Our time is 7:47. Temperature now down to 80. That temperature is now starting to drop. Been dropping at a good steady pace, and at least we'll have a little bit of coolness tonight. It'll probably be a little humid out there. Actually, we're down to 80, but they said the heat index 82 degrees. So it's a couple degrees hotter, that index, but like I say, it's not going to be good this weekend, so do be very careful this weekend. And the Brewers, yes, they got hot today. They got hot with the weather, and they beat the Cubs 8-7. It was actually, they were a little further ahead, but the Cubs battled back, but the Brewers held on and won that game 8-7. I was thinking with that series, there would be a lot of offense in that series because both clubs have some good bats in their lineup, and today's game is a good example of that. And of course, yesterday they had the rain out, so they ended up splitting that series at one game apiece, which is good and puts the Brewers back to 5.5 behind the Cubs for the lead. So hopefully the Brewers can continue being hot when they travel to Minnesota to take on the Twins tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And tomorrow's game, the first pitch will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 6:35.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Frosty mugs, crispy fries, and hometown flavor. A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, where the good times and root beer never stop. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Get hungry, Richland Center. The Pine Valley Foundation invites you to the Pine Valley Chicken Barbecue Sunday, June 22nd at 25951 Circle View Lane, starting at 11 until gone. For just $14, enjoy a delicious half-chicken dinner with all the fixings and pie. Kids' meals are just $5. Dine-in or drive-thru on County Road O. There's also a silent auction with great items like a handmade quilt, Packers gear, gift baskets, and more. Plus, live music from Monty Burger at 1 under the gazebo. Questions? Call 608-649-1728 or Mo at 608-780-5735. Don't miss it.
Give your home or office a new luxurious look with tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Capture the elegant look of Dal Tile for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look, and easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Dal Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Explore the beauty of Dal Tile today at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
If you have summer plans, then make Macy's Summer Style Sale your first stop. That's because you'll find amazing deals on exactly what you need to make any summer occasion feel like a getaway. Whether you're headed to the beach or your friend's backyard, we're talking matching sets, airy linen, swimsuits, cover-ups, and so much more for 25 to 50% off. Yeah, up to half off. So no matter where you're going, head to the Summer Style Sale going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Join us for Home Talent Baseball all season long from WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. Sunday's featured broadcast will be heard live from Dodgeville Centennial Park. as the Muscadet Mudcats travel to take on the Dodgeville Knights. Pregame time 12:45, first pitch time 1 o'clock, Sunday afternoon. It's Hometown Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
That was Rebel Hearts, Work That Skirt, on Country and Community. Our time right now is about 7:55, and that means it's time for me to wrap things up and call it a night. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your evening and part of your day as well. I will be back tomorrow with the sports report at 5:20, and then after the ag report, I'll have some more great music for you during the up until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So we have some great music and information. And then we'll have a little better idea of how the temperatures are really going to fare. We just know it's going to be hot, and we should all be very careful. So be sure to tune in for that. During the evening and overnight hours, we will have some music right here. So I'll keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9. And then tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., that's when Mr. Filney turns on the light in the milk house. He will have his Light in the Milk House show. He'll be bringing you some great music, trivia, sports, news. He'll have Hank in the studio. Even though Hank gets kind of squirrely in the studio sometimes, he still has him in the studio. And it's a great fun with Mr. Filney as he brings you his brand of entertainment tomorrow right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Taking us up to the top of the hour in ABC News, we have Steve Richard with South of Heaven. Thanks again, everybody. Have yourself a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please stay cool and stay safe. We'll be right back.
go. It's about five songs on the radio. I just call her up and I'm on my way. Speakers thumping, windows down. Smell honeysuckle, ain't far now. I'm almost there and I can hardly wait. South of heaven. Holy jeans, halo and wings. She rocks me in that front porch swing. I ask her where she wants to go tonight. A soft kiss whisper in my ear tells me we're already here. I just smile and say, girl, I think you're right. It ain't too far, just drive till the blacktop turns to gravel and take a ride when I cross the old wood bridge. I walk in the front door, oh my, there's my sweet angel, and I'm standing in the best place that there is, south of heaven.
President Trump has set a new timeline for any potential U.S. action on Iran, which continues to exchange missile attacks with Israel. The White House says the president will make a decision within the next 2 weeks.
All of this is coming as European leaders are expecting to meet with the Iranians in Geneva. One senior official telling us the president hopes this two-week timeline will, quote, give the Iranians some room to come to their senses. But make no mistake, the president still has this high-stakes decision to make, and he's now given himself a deadline to make it.
ABC's Mary Bruce. A newer COVID-19 variant may be causing severe sore throat in some people who contract the infection. It's been nicknamed as some by razor blade throat. Former President Joe Biden, who signed the Juneteenth holiday into law, is in Galveston, Texas for a Juneteenth evening service hosted by Reedy Chapel AME Church. President Trump today complaining on social media there were two